can't be of the world. You can't entertain yourself in the things of the flesh of the world. And John says it. I'm not judging. I'm just giving you instruction because I love you. The Bible says to seek after that which is righteousness, good, pure, and true. And most American Christians and most Americans are seeking after that which is carnal, fleshly. And you know why? Because the churches have trained them. The pastors have trained them, because that's what keeps buildings filled. That it's okay to be like the world, because Jesus died for all your sin and he covers you no matter what. Actually, that's not true. Jesus died for your sin. You know how he covers you?
Tell me how.
When you repent and forsake your sin. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm married now.
You're married now. So what if your wife came home and said, what's your first name?
Jason.
Jason. I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. It's good to talk to you. What if your wife came home and said to you, Jason, I got some bad news. You said, what? I've had a boyfriend for a year. You'd be crushed. Thought I would be crushed. And she'd say, please forgive me. I was so wrong. I don't want to lose our marriage. And you go, wow, this hurts. But, you know, God forgave me. I got to reach down deep here. I'm going to forgive her. What's the first thing you're going to ask her to do?
I'll do it again.
Get rid of the dude.
Yeah.
So when we come to God and we say we're sinners.
Get rid of your sin.
We got to get rid of our worldliness. We got to get rid of our churchianity. We got to get rid of our pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. We got to get rid of our talking, acting, dressing like the world. All those things, we have to forsake those, because your wife, in a story, I'm sure she wouldn't do this, I hope, right? In a story, she was committing physical adultery, right?
Yeah.
We're committing spiritual adultery. And who did that? Israel. Did it turn out well for Israel?
No.
So we don't want to commit spiritual Israel. And what happens is Jesus promised we'll be hated. He said you'll lose your friends and family. In fact, your family will be the ones that turn on you. And the people that Jesus rebuked the most were the religious leaders of the day.
Absolutely.
And so when I talk to people out here, the ones I have the biggest problem with are the pastors or the church ladies. But the worldly people coming by, the guys with 12 nose rings and tattoos, they go, hey, man, what's going on with me? And they talk to me and they go, hey, thanks for caring about me. And they walk away. The religious people hate the gospel. The world does too. They condone it to a certain extent. But here's the key. If you claim God, test yourself, examine yourself, and make sure that every day, every week, every month, what you're doing is, you're right here, okay? You're right here in your faith. I'm right here in my faith. Guess what? We got a long way to go. If we still live, you're younger than I am. But every day, we should be striving. You should be striving to be a better dad, better husband. You should be striving, most of all, to be a better follower of Christ. And when you do that, you'll be able to look back and go, you know, last month I learned about that sin. I had to get rid of that. I studied deeper. Now I learned about that. I had to stop listening to that false teacher, which they're all false teachers on the internet. If you know of a truthful biblical teacher on the internet, you got my email. Email them to me. I'd love to find one.
I don't know any.
Okay.
I go to a little small church out in Knoxville.
Yeah.
It's close to Clinton.
Yeah.
It's called the Rock Ministry Center.
Yep.
He preaches.
Yeah. And just what I would encourage you to do is use my website. I'll load it with God's word and test them and go deeper. If they're keeping Christmas, if they're keeping Easter, if they're keeping any worldliness, if they're not challenging you to go deeper in your faith and coming out of the culture and all of that, then you know you're in a place that's compromised. So that's all we do. I retired early. We don't take in people's money. We travel all over. We sold everything we own. We live in a camper van. And we like to come to these places because you know why? Because people are coming here for entertainment and flesh and thrills. And all of a sudden, the preacher's standing there. And I'm not a prophet, but you know what's awesome, Jason? I get to do a prophet's job. You know what? What did the prophets do? They were called of God. They went and proclaimed his word. They went and warned the people that claimed to be of God. I'm in America. God's called me. I go out and proclaim his word, and I'm warning people that claim to be of God. What's America's slogan? God bless America.
Yeah.
I tell people, nah, he's not going to bless America. He's coming to judge America and the world.
Satan is the God of this world.
Amen. You know it. And so don't, yeah, you're my scientist. You know it. And don't, so don't, we don't want to be affiliated with the politics, the sports, the entertainment, the movies. We want to be affiliated with Jesus Christ. You got my email. If I can ever help you go deeper, if you ever want fellowship, Bible study, whatever.
So
me.
I was a drug addict for 12, 13 years,
uh-huh.
And completely not raised in any kind of church,
right.
Nothing my whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into a church that I was invited to, and God changed my whole existence right there
Amen.
On the spot. He would not have set me free from that to confine me to religion.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I always like to throw this in though. You know, people. I'm not saying you're saying this, but I get a lot of people telling me when I start preaching doctrine. Okay, so doctrine means instruction. They tell me, oh, you're into religion, because what's happened in America and the world? Satan, he's a master deceiver. He's got everybody deceived into spirituality. oh, my spirituality is this and mine is that. And as soon as you start talking about doctrine, they go, oh, you're talking religion like a set of rules. Well, there is a bunch of man-made rules that we have to reject, like Christmas, like Easter, like Good Friday, like Sunday, the Lord's Day. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. Like a man.
Now, what would you say the Lord's Day is?
Yeah, Sunday. I got articles on all this on my teaching blog.
Every day is the Lord's Day.
Every day is the Lord's Day. And we don't rest in Sunday because it's not the Lord's Day. He didn't. Here's where probably your church is wrong, too. I would challenge you on this. Jesus didn't resurrect on Sunday. 3 days and three nights he was in the grave. Yeah. If they practice Good Friday to Sunday morning.
We don't do anything.
Okay, that's good. But most of the evangelical churches, they practice Friday night to Sunday morning. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? He died Wednesday, right before the high Sabbath Thursday. Here's the beautiful part. He rose again on Saturday. You know why? He's our Sabbath rest, according to Hebrews 4. He's the Lord of the Sabbath. He rose on Saturday. So I just teach people doctrine. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, and then he said, teaching them to obey everything I command. So it is good if your religion is good. James says pure religion in James 1:27 is taking care of widows and orphans. And what's the last part? Keep yourself unspotted from the world. That's pure religion. That's a religion I want. So religion is good. Where religion is wrong is when it's been made up of a bunch of man-made traditions. And so Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain when you keep your man-made traditions. So because I love you, my challenge to you is go deeper. Go deeper than even what your pastor's teaching you. Seriously. What was the name of your church again?
Rock Ministry Center.
Rock Ministry Center in Knoxville. I may look it up. Send me an email. We can talk about it. I love you, man.
Love you.
Thanks for stopping and talking. God be praised. We're here lifting up Jesus Christ.